Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Hanne Stigard from Denmark. Hope you're having fun out there in the world today. I'm enjoying the sun and very nice weather here in Denmark. And I'm soon going to Africa to do a couple of horse classes there. And then off to Holland. And the horse classes is what we're going to talk about today. Please call in or ask a question, and I will address that. I can see you here on the screen if you call in, so just ask questions whenever you feel like it, and I will see if I can answer. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the horse class that I really, really enjoy facilitating. I travel around the world facilitating this class, and it's always different. Every class is different, and it's always different people, and that's what we are going to talk about today. Who can participate in a class like that? Who does participate in these classes? And what are the benefits for the different people who participate in these classes? That's what we are going to talk about in this hour here. First, I want to say that these classes are really, well, they're slightly weird, and they're also very, very different from other horse classes in many, many ways. And it's not only, let me start by saying that it's not only for horse people. I have a group of different people every time I facilitate a class. There's everything from professional trainers, professional jockeys, until people who have never, ever been close to a horse, and everything in between, which makes it rather interesting and very funny. And I'm going to talk a little bit throughout this hour about what is the benefits for the different people participating in a class like this. Let's start with who can participate. Well, everybody can participate. There are no prereqs for a class like this. You don't have to ever have seen a horse in your life to be in a class like this. I will say it's mostly horse people who come, of course, because most people come, because most horse people are wishing for this avatar connection with their horse, where they are one with the horse. The total communion between man and horse is a very desirable place to be for most horse people. So a lot of people come with that as their wish to have out of this class. But we are, when the class starts, always and throughout the class, very open to what would you like to get out of this class. And we do work with horses. We do work with a lot of different theory. All the theory, all the tools that we work with are from Access Consciousness, that was created by Gary Douglas many years ago, like 25 years ago. And the tools that we apply in the horse, we do work in other classes with these tools with people. And in this class, we work with them, with people and horses. So everybody can participate. There are no prereqs, as I said. There are access people who have done other access classes, but there are also people who have never, ever been to an access class. So that is not, that's not a prerequisite for this class. You can come without ever having heard anything about access, and you can come without ever having seen a horse. How does it get any better than that? Well, who does participate in the classes? And that is a mixed group. There are literally people, well, from the age of, I think I've had them from age 5 till age 85, I think, and everything in between. And as I have said, horse people, not horse people, and access people, not access people, and a lot of really cool horses. It's always funny because every class is different, and it's pretty much the horses and the participants that that put the content in there. There's a lot of content of the tools and the horses and all that, but it's always about the horses that we work with. What are they? What can we contribute to them? do they have behavioral issues? Do they have physical issues? And we'll work from there. And then we'll integrate the tools as we go through the weekend. Well, back to who can participate and what are the benefits for people, because that's also very different. For riders, the riders in horse people that comes to class, it's often a wish to have a more clear communication with the animal. It's a wish to have this total communion, being one with the animal and being able to ride the horse like the avatars were riding their big birds, if you've seen the Avatar movie. In this Avatar movie, which is in space somewhere, the Avatar people climbed on top of these huge dragon birds and they kind of plopped in and made a connection to the animal that enabled them to fly and maneuver these huge animals from being one with them. So meaning that they fly their animals from their thought and what they wish to do. And that's where this class is so different than many other horse classes, that that's actually what we are aiming at, that we have this connection with the animal, that we can connect to them and we can sense how they are and they can sense how we are. And they can sense every thought, feeling and emotion going on in us and they can respond to that. And we can sense whatever is going on for them. So for riders, this communication and the communion is almost always the wish that they want to have from this class. And that is possible. It is actually possible in 2 days to have tools that will enable you to create this communion and this connection to your horse and to have a clear communication going on. Now, I'm saying that in 2 days you can have the tools to do it. Some people just do it right away. When you're going through the different tools and techniques that we use. And for a lot of people, it is like a muscle that needs to be built like any other muscle. So when you decide, well, I want to communicate clearly with my animal, that might take some practice. And the more you practice, the better you get at it. So you'll get the tools in 2 days that will enable you to create that connection and that communion and that communication with the animal. And then you can practice afterwards with your animal. What we also see is that riders and people who work with horses, they also come to class to have easier training. Because this class will give you tools that will enable you to work with your horse and not through a lot of hard training. Now imagine that you're training your horse and you want to do, you want to jump with a horse, or you want to, whatever you want to do with your horse. Now normally we say that, well, it takes training and you have to do it again and 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 again. To get there where you want to be with your horse. Now, what if it's actually possible to combine any kind of training that you are doing with this energetic communication with your animal? Can you imagine how that would change the training that you're doing? And not only does it change the training that you're doing, because when you add to any kind of training that you do with your animal, and when you add this communion and energetic communication, it will be much easier to train your animal because you're actually more equal in it. You are asking questions of the horse and the horse will respond to you, and you will be aware of if your horse might not want to be in the training mode today, or he might just want to hang out with you today. And you will know when you communicate and connect to your animal when the training will be optimal. I have the coolest trend, who is a trainer of Gallop horses in Dubai. And I've seen him train with horses with these tools and with these techniques. And what he does, he has this professional stall of horses, Gallop horses, thoroughbreds, and Arab horses in Dubai. And when he gets to the stall in the morning, a stable in the morning, he knows when he goes down there and look at all the horses, he connects to them and he knows exactly what kind of training would be the best for each horse that day. Now, can you imagine? I've seen the stall, the stable next to him with other horses, they are all trained in the same technique every day. They have this system of training these horses up to the different races. They have this system of, okay, when we start, like 20 days before, you have to do this. 90 days before, you have to do that to optimize the training up to a race. Now, this guy, this trainer, who is really successful in training horses, he listens to the horses. He connects to the horses and he asks questions. So he knows what kind of training would be the right for each horse every day. And he doesn't have to whip the horse to run very quickly because they get to have a saying in this. Not that it's the horse that decides, it's never the horse that decides, but it's a communication and it's they listen to each other and they know when the optimal training will happen. Now, up to the race, he will inform the horse that, well, tomorrow you are racing and we can make this deal, or he will make a deal with the horse, or he will let the horse know tomorrow it's time to kick ass. Tomorrow it's time to do like this and this. So what can I do that will make, how can I be a contribution to you? And the horse will let him know what would be the optimal, also what the horses need to eat, how they need to train. Can you imagine training horses like that? Well, I can tell you when I've seen that, I have been flabbergasted and so happy to see the tools being used in that way. And how can that get out to more people and more horses? Because I see this guy get better results by not using a system. And if we look at ourselves, how much do we like to go by a system? How much better does our life become when we start listening to ourselves and when it would be right for us to go for a run or right for us to eat a carrot? And it's the same with the horses. We do get a much better result and much more ease and joy and fun doing it. Well, when we connect to them, when we create this communication and communion with the horses, we'll get a far better result with much more ease and joy and fun for the horse and for us. So that's what riders and trainers are coming for mainly. And that is what I get back from them, that it does get easier. They do have much more fun riding their horse or training their horse that way. And it will also enable the riders and the trainers to ride their horses through difficult places or a lot of alarm, noise, whatever is going on. These tools will enable that to be with much more ease. So who else does come to classes? Well, I've had people who are working with horses, like breeders or trainers, and they use the tools that we are using in class is not only communication and connection to the horse. It is based on the communication and connection that we train and practice in the class that will enable us to ask the animal, the horse, what is behind whatever behavioral issue or behavioral challenge that is going on with the horse. And also, it will enable us to ask if a horse has pain or is not so flexible or whatever is going on. It will enable us to ask the horse, so what is this? What is going on here? And what can I do to contribute to you? What can I do to help you? And there are lots of techniques that we will use in this class that will enable us to deal with pain. Or pain is a huge thing in us and in horses. A lot of horses have a lot of pain in the back or around the shoulder blades, and they're pretty stuck and have tensions also around their spine and down in their hind legs and around the shoulder blades and in the chest in the front. And we have a lot of techniques in the class that will enable us to ask the horse, so where is the pain or where is tension? And with the techniques that we learn, we will be able to loosen up these tensions. We will be able to help them with whatever disease or lameness or whatever is going on for them. So in that way, riders, trainers, and breeders can get a lot of benefit from this class, because it will enable them to help their horses with things that we don't normally are equipped to deal with ourselves. So a lot of times it will save a call for the vet, because you will be able to deal with a lot of stuff yourself after the class. Because we have a lot of hands-on tools where we work with the body of the horse, and where we will become able to help them not only with tensions and pain, but also with different kind of illness or diseases. And also, these tools from Access Consciousness and from this horse class, they do include everything and exclude nothing, which also means you will be able to ask the horse, should I call the vet? And if the horse says yes, please do. Or if you feel like calling the vet, please do. It doesn't exclude that, but it will enable you to have much more awareness of what is going on here, what can we do, can I contribute, and what can I contribute with to the horse. I have worked with gallop horses in Ireland as well, where we were able to make them run faster by working with horses like 20 minutes one day and 20 minutes next day. They would be much more flexible and do better times, which is pretty cool. I'm sure that they're, and I know that the owner of the place were pretty cool and were very happy about what we were able to do with his horses. It was very, very funny, because he was not very interested in the class that we were having in his farm. But he had some gallop horses, and one of them were really in trouble. She was really injured when we came, and we worked with that horse. And after the weekend, it was really funny, because she really got a lot better, and she started racing again, and she was sold right after the class. And when I drove up to the farm the day after class, I wanted to say goodbye and thank you for now, and when do we do the next time? He just looked at me when I got up there, and he said, you're so weird, and I want more, because the horses that we've been working with were so much better. And how cool is that? And how many horses can we actually help and contribute to, so that they have a better and a more easy life? Well, this class is also to not horse people. I almost always have a person or two or more in the class who are not horsey people, but who just want to, who are just curious, and who have maybe heard from others who have been in the class. I often have people coming who have heard from other people who have taken the class. Please do that, because that's not only for horse people, it's always also for not horsey people. And how come a horse class is not for not horse people, or are for horse people and not horse people? That might sound a little peculiar, but the thing is that when we work and play with horses, with communication with horses? Well, I can tell you that the horses can communicate energetically. That's the way that they do communicate with each other. Well, the limitation of that communication is clearly on our side. So when we work with the horses during the class, we also work a lot with the people in the class, because the limitation of that communication and communion is clearly on our side, because the horses do connect with each other. They do make communion, and they do communicate energetically. Because the way that we communicate with horses is with the energetic language, which is the first language for all of us, horses and people. We are born energetically communicating. The thing is that we, through the years, tend to forget to communicate energetically. Some people still do it, but most of us forget it through the years, because we live in a reality where we communicate verbally, mainly, and we live in a reality where it's a lot of head tripping. We think about everything, and we communicate verbally from what we are thinking and from what our brain is telling us. We have a tendency to not pay attention to the energetic language. That is an ongoing thing through between all living things on this planet. There is an energetic communication going on, and it's not actually weird. Even Einstein talked about it a lot many years ago, that everything is energy and everything is connected, meaning that if I send out an energy, and the people around me can pick up that energy and read me through that energy. And it's not actually weird in any way. We all do it every day. Like, you all have a sense of what is going on for the people around you. You have a sense if somebody is angry or somebody is sad, or you'll pick that up, and that is energetic communication. And that is the muscle that we'll be building throughout this weekend. And I have, for years and years and years, before I went to my first Conscious Horse Conscious Rider class, I was a head tripper of magnitude. I was a consultant in an IT company selling huge quality management system for IBM. And I was really, really good at that. I can tell you everything about a quality management system. Not that you'll be interested in that, and it's really, really boring. So I won't. But I was a head tripper of magnitude. And throughout the years, when people said to me, "So what does your gut feeling tell you?" Whenever I was going to decide something, when I was at a crossroad in my life, or I need to choose something, people would say, "So what does your gut feeling tell you?" And I would look at my stomach, and I would feel I would get nothing. I had no idea what they were talking about. I had literally no idea. I sometimes pretended that I knew what they were talking about just to fit in. And I would pretend that I got some kind of answer, but I never really got that until I went to this first class 6 years ago. Or people would say, "Follow your heart." And the same thing would happen. I would kind of look at my heart, and I would get absolutely nothing. I had no idea what they were talking about. I literally had no idea until I sat in my first access class, and somebody gave me the tools to actually get a sense of what my body, my being, would choose in this situation. And that's part of what this class is about, that we will open up for this energetic communication with everything around us and with ourselves. We will get the sense, we will practice the sense of what would I choose right now? What would be right for me to choose right now? And that's where this class is a jewel to also not horse people. Because who doesn't want to have that inner compass there? I know that I was 6 years ago, I was really, really good at making these long lists. Have you ever sat there and you were going to choose something? There was a big crossroad in your life and you were going to choose something and you had no idea, am I going to turn left or right here? And you made this long list of what is positive and what is negative about this, and you put value to all of these different kinds of stuff that was going on, and then you would make a choice with your head from your list there. I've done that so many times, and I was really, really good at that. But when I look back, I'm like, holy smoke, that took forever to make a choice. Not only did it take forever to make a choice, but the choices that I made, looking at the mirror backwards, was not always very good for me, or was not the right choice when you look backwards. And what if it's actually possible to build an inner compass that will enable you to, in any situation in your life, small choices, big choices, to just know, just instantly know in any situation, it will be right for me to turn right here. It will be right for me to continue right ahead. Or it will be right for me to choose this, or it will be right for me to choose that. The thing is, what is right for me might not be right for you. And what is right for me right here and now might not be right for me tomorrow. So what if part of this class was building that muscle too, that we will be in contact with ourselves, we will build this inner compass to all the time choose what is right for us. That's one of the benefits of this class, that I keep on getting letters or calls afterwards from previous participants calling or writing, oh my God, not only is my life with my horse gotten way easier and I can help him and contribute to him in another way, I can write in another way, but these tools, building the inner compass and also building the muscle of communicating energetically with everything around me, has enabled me to have much more ease at my job, because I now instantly know what would be the right choice in any situation for me. And I communicate much easier with my boss or my colleagues or whatever, because I do have now the sense of who they are and how they are. It will build your social ability. It will make your social abilities way bigger. We are building a little Dalai Lama here. That's what he's very, very good at. When he enters a room, he's so social competent that he can just sense every person in the room, and he knows exactly who's sad, who's angry, who's thinking that he's got a weird hair or whatever. And that is the muscle that we are building in this class. Guess what? You don't actually have to sit 16 years in a cave in Nepal to build this. We do have some tools that will build that quite rapidly if you choose to practice afterwards. And we're always having a lot of fun with that in the class. And doing it with horses, back to the horses now, that very, very amusing thing with this class for not horse people and for horse people is that when we're working with these tools with horses, when we ask the horse a question, we have some little techniques that takes less than a minute, where when we approach a horse, we connect, we open the channels of communication, and within 10 seconds, we have complete connection and the channels of communication is open, and we can ask questions and the horse can let us know whatever is going on for them. And from there, we can use all the tools of, so what is going on for you? Why is it that you don't want to go up in that trailer? What's all that about? And what can we do to change that? And when we work with the horses, the very funny thing is that a horse will go like, when you address the horse like that directly in their language, which is the energetic language, when you address the horse like that and you say, so what is going on there? Can I assist you? Can I contribute to you? And what is behind that behavior? Does that work for you? Does that really work for you that you do not want to go into that trailer? And most horses will go, oh, no, not really. And we'll ask the horse, so you want to change that? And it's very rare that the horse goes, nope, I'm holding on to this really weird pattern that is really making my life miserable. Most horses will acknowledge that you're capable of reaching out energetically and asking them this question, and that you are actually willing to speak their language and you're willing to listen to them. For most horses, that is an experience that they've not yet had with any person in their life. So for most horses, that will be like, they will look at you like, oh, she's actually speaking my language. She's actually asking me a question. And most horses will go, well, no, it doesn't actually work for me. So yes, let's just change it. And we'll do our little techniques, and they can literally, I'm telling you, they can literally change a behavior in a minute or two. It's really, we're talking a very, very dynamic and very pragmatic tool that can change a horse in seconds or minutes. And for not horse people, that is, and for all people, for me as well, every horse class I do, I really get so inspired. I know that I use the same tools on me, and I use the same tools on clients that I have, two-legged and four-legged. I use the same tools. And yet again and again and again, I see that the four-legged, they actually choose to change, poof, like that. No big deal. And the two-legged that I address, they immediately, most of us go into our brain and say, well, I have lots of points of views that I have already in my amazing brain, I have decided that change is very difficult. Change is not always possible. And if it is possible, it is really, really a long-term thing. And so when I do it again and again and again, I might want to change whatever is not working for me, but it takes time and it's difficult. And when I have finally changed it, I might recreate it. Aren't we clever? Well, guess what? The horses do not do that. They just change. And that is, for me, as for most of the participants in the class, a wake-up call for how is it their horses are so willing to change and they are so capable of just changing whatever doesn't work for them. And we, people, we are just clinging on to shit that doesn't work for us, behavior that doesn't work for us, patterns that doesn't work for us, and the horses, they just change, poof, like that. Sometimes the horses recreate it, but that's mainly, and I would say 99.99% of the times, because their person recreates it, because the person does not believe that that was actually possible. But yet, we do see it in class. We do see horses change right there in front of us. Sometimes I've seen horses change shape right in front of our eyes when we do these techniques. And I've seen horses change. That's why it's a two-day class. I've seen them when we're working with them on a Saturday, we come back on a Sunday, most people will go, whoa, is that the same horse? Horses often change a lot from just one session, and that is so inspiring. Not only do you get very, very happy when it happens in front of your eyes, but it also shows you what is actually possible. Also, if you don't have a horse, you can see in front of your eyes how much change is possible if you just stop your supercomputer to limit you in what is possible. A lot is actually possible. So for not horse people, these tools that we'll be practicing throughout the weekend on the horses, they apply to everywhere in our daily life. And that is one of the things that that's the main thing I hear when people get back to me afterwards. It's like, oh, it actually changed my relationship to my family. Now I can communicate much more clearly with my teenage daughter, or I'm actually getting now energetically where she's coming from. And I avoid a lot of shit, a lot of trouble, because I now communicate energetically. I have sharpened the muscle, strengthened the muscle of getting where my surroundings are all the time, which is pretty amazing. And that is a tool that most of the time is just amazing. And it's just enabling people to have much more ease and fun in their lives. So the energetic communication is definitely something that will benefit everybody in class, whether you are a horse person or not horse person. And it is the thing that applies to everywhere and everything in your life. So and also the building the tools for us to communicate and connect to our horse, the thing that I talked about where we build our inner compass of all the time having a sense of us and the horse, that you can bring on to your everyday life as an inner compass that just keeps getting more and more strong and powerful when you are applying that to your everyday life. Who doesn't want to have a compass that all the time just shows me? I can tell you guys that my life has just become so much easier. Where I was making the long list of positives and negatives before I started doing these horse classes, now I can tell you, it's like I just know instantly in any situation. I know what my body would like. I know when it would be good for me to go for a run, when I should have a glass of wine, or whatever it is. And I know when I'm with the horse. I know when the horse needs a day off or just want to hang out on the field, or when he really wants to run fast, or what would be the best thing for him and for us. That is the thing with these classes. It will enable you to work with your horse, where you will know what is going on for the horse, what is going on for you, where are you, where is the horse, and how does it get any better than that? Then we get to have much more ease and fun, not only with training, but also with whatever we choose to do with our horses. So another thing that we will address a lot in the class is being in a conclusion, being in I know it all, and the other way of doing it, being in the question. And when we're talking about here who can participate in the class, it applies to that too. Because I've done a lot of other horse training and a lot of other modalities, and a lot of that comes from I know it all, and this is the right way of doing that, whatever it is you want to play with your horse or whatever you want to do. But a conclusion always limits things. A conclusion always makes things smaller, and it's like putting you don't see so much. I don't know the English word for that. I'm just looking for the English word for that. It narrows you. You get more narrow-minded when you are in a conclusion of something. As to what we'll practice a lot in this class is to be in the question. Ask questions. Ask questions to the horse. Ask questions to ourselves. Instead of coming with a conclusion, an example could be, well, we have this horse who doesn't want to go into the trailer. a lot of people already there goes into a conclusion about, oh, this horse have probably been a traumatic incident with a trailer, or something has happened when it was in a trailer previously. What if it's not about that? And we come with, if we approach the horse with already a point of view of what is this all about, a conclusion about what happened and what to deal, how to deal with it. Well, what if we actually then, when we are in that conclusion, in that fixed point of view, what if we are actually missing out whatever the real thing is, whatever has created what is there, what challenge is there? And we'll practice that a lot, that this is not a class about knowing, or it is about knowing, but it's not about concluding what is right and what is wrong. And if you have a behavior like that, that is because of this and this. In this class, we have a complete different approach to it. We ask questions. We ask questions because questions always opens up. Questions always opens up for more information to come our way. When we are in a conclusion, in a fixed point of view about whatever is going on, we only see what matches our point of view about it. That's how conclusions and fixed points of views makes us narrow-minded, because we only see what matches our point of view about whatever is going on. So we'll practice a lot throughout the weekend, and this is one of the core tools in Access, that we ask questions to open up, to find out, to also come with an energy of, I need more information here. I would like more information about this. What is this all about? What is it about this horse that doesn't want to go into the trailer? Is it about the trailer, or is it about something completely different? And I can tell you, about most of the times, we are able to deal with whatever behavior issue there is when we ask questions. When we ask the horse questions about what is actually going on here and what will it take to change this. Just asking the questions will change the situation and will enable us to also receive more information about what is actually going on. If you take that to your everyday life, how is it if you have already decided, when you're doing a choice, or you're applying for a new job or something, if you have a fixed point of view of exactly how whatever you're wishing for is going to show up, how big are the chances that you will actually get what you're looking for there? And how much bigger will your chances be if you're more open approaching something? You're wishing for something, but you're more open and in the question of what else is possible here? What would it take for me to get the job that would be the right job for me? If you ask that question instead of being more specific, you might get a job that, because a lot of things shows up in a different way than we thought it would. Now, how much do we limit ourselves by going into a conclusion and going into a fixed point of view in our everyday life? How much do we limit ourselves with our horses when we have fixed points of views about right and wrong and what we want to get out of this? And how much do we limit our capacities of helping our horses and training our horses if we have fixed points of views of what is causing this behavior, or what is behind this lameness, or whatever is going on? How much do we limit ourselves from seeing possibilities that doesn't match our fixed point of view? And what would it take for us to change that? See, this is another part of the class that we'll be practicing a lot, and you'll see in the class that how being in the question instead of the conclusion, instead of fixed points of views, how that actually changes a lot for the horses and for us. The horses are very used to being met with people who have completely fixed points of views and conclusions about what is the right way to be with a horse, what is the right way to train a horse, and being in the question, does change a lot for the horse. Just meeting a person that are in the question about what can we create here? What is behind this behavior that you're pulling off here? And it's not, don't misidentify this with not being the leader, because that's also a part of the class, that we will practice being the leader and energetically telling the horse that we are the leader in this pack, the horse and us. So it's not about letting the horse decide whatever is going on. It's more about working with the horse, in a communion with the horse. In one hand, letting the horse know that we are the leader, I am the one to decide what is going on, but I'm willing to listen to you, I'm willing to ask questions, I'm willing to be open to what else is possible here. And you will see that the horses are actually able to contribute way more to us when we approach them this way. And there is a level of awareness and consciousness and contribution from the horse's side that is beyond what is normally seen by people and what people normally expect. And we can get that from the horses. We can have this contribution that is both ways when we play with these tools with the horses. And I guess a lot of you have already figured out that, oh, that might also apply to other places in our life. And yes, it does. And that also applies to not horsey people, that, oh, what would my life be like if I were less in a conclusion all the time about what would be the right decision, or what would the perfect job for me look like? What would the perfect partner look like? What if we could be more in a question and actually receive much more in that way? And how many possibilities are we not seeing in our life because they do not match our fixed point of view of what would be the right thing for me in this moment or in this context? So yes, that also applies to everywhere in our lives. And again, practicing that with the horses, it's just amazing how they can actually show us that things can be so much easier, things can be so much more fun, and things can be so way cooler and faster and all kinds of stuff if we are willing to be more open and in a question and in a mutual contribution all the time. How cool would that be? So, as I said, a lot of this stuff that we are playing with are from Access Consciousness. And even if you have never heard anything about that, it's not a big deal, because we will start the class by talking a little bit about the core tools that we'll be working with the horses. And then we'll start practicing with the horses. And I would like to just, there's about 10 minutes left here, and I would like to give to you a couple of examples of people and what they have gotten out of the class. And I told you a little bit about the trainer in Ireland who really got some tools out of the class that has enabled him to help his horses that are really young gallop horses, and he has now tools to help them if they have pain or tension, or if they have difficulties getting into the start box or whatever. That has helped him directly to train his horses to be more valuable, to be quicker, and to have less difficulties. And other people, like people who have participated who have been not horsey people, they have, as I mentioned earlier, come back with, well, this has actually changed my relationship to my colleagues. Or somebody has come back with, well, I can actually talk to my husband in a completely different way, because I'm now capable to read him energetically and know when to talk and when to listen and when to whatever. So the whole communion there also got way better and easier. There is this trainer in Dubai who trains some of their fastest four-legged horses in this world using these tools of communion and connection and communication with the animals in a way that I have seen a retired horse getting back on the track because he really wanted to run and he got a say in this. And he was trained not with a whip, but with energetic communication that enabled him and the trainer to go in equal and to say, well, what would be the best training for the horse today, and go to races and do very well. And I want to just end this radio show by telling a little bit about how Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider classes has contributed to my own life, in my daughter's life, because we were really, really, really different. So that kind of tells a little bit about how this can be a contribution in a benefit, what benefits can be for horsey people, not horsey people, because we came from very far from each other when we started up this, and we went to the first Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider class together. This was the whole background of us at all going there, was that my daughter was seriously ill with MS, and she had a hard time walking. She couldn't feel her legs, she couldn't hear, she couldn't see, she couldn't really, it was really difficult for her to be here, and her spine was collapsing. So she got a horse from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I bought a horse because I could either run beside her or I could buy a horse and we could go riding together, because I was there 24/7 for her anyways at that time, because she needed help all the time. So we started riding on these horses, and I had to help her on top of her horse, and she would go bareback and only with a halter. And I'm pretty fit and have an easy time learning new stuff. So I was in my saddle with a bit in the mouth of their horse, and I was doing all the right stuff to ride this horse. I was doing everything a rider was supposed to do, and yet I could not follow her. I couldn't really keep up with her. It was really, really amazing, and I was really happy about it, and at the same time I was frustrated about it, because that did not make sense in my head tripper computer nerd head at that time. I had no idea what was going on. So we came from really, really different perspectives. I came from an IT world, head tripping all the time, not capable of sensing my body, not able to know what my gut feeling was, what my heart was pointing at. And my daughter came, on the other hand, from an energetic communication mode where she wasn't communicating in the language that we people normally communicate, as she had a hard time hearing and seeing, and she had a hard time talking as well. But she communicated energetically, and she communicated with the horses directly. She talks horse way better than she talks people language. And I was in a completely different end of the scale. I was talking verbal language very well. I was always in my head. So for us, the approach into this class was so different. I was in my head, she was in her body. And yet, what did we get out of that? We went to the same class from very different perspectives. And her, Pernille, she got that out of that, that she got tools in that class that enabled her to deal with everything that was going on in her body, She could already communicate with the horses, but it gave her tools to deal with the MS, to deal with what she was creating with her body, to deal with, it enabled her to have tools to get over those different kinds of stuff, what was going on with her, and she is no longer in a wheelchair. And that is thanks to the tools of this class. She got tools here to deal with all her shit. So she is now seeing normally and hearing normally. She's walking almost normally. She can't run a marathon yet, but she's still getting stronger and she's no longer in a wheelchair. And she communicates also verbally now, but she still communicates clearly with the horses. And me, in the other end, who was a head trigger of magnitude, as I said to you, not able to feel my body or anything, not really in connection to anything, not even myself, I got that out of the class, that I actually started building this inner compass that I talked about. I started communicating with me and with everything around me. And I got that out of that I can now ride a horse with an avatar connection, even a horse that I just meet, a completely unknown horse to me. I can mount that horse and I can ride it from an avatar connection. That is what you will be able to do with these tools. And also, what I benefited from it was that in my everyday life, I can now sense the people around me. I know who's happy. I know who's putting a dagger in my back. And yes, it's not always nice information, but still, it's just information. And do you want to know? Do you want to know who actually wants to contribute to your life and who wants to put a dagger in your back? Well, the information enables you to deal with it. And it enables you to deal with people, job, family, everything from a completely different platform. And you will have this compass inside of you that will enable you to know what is right for you in any situation. How cool is that? So for us, for Pernille and me, from each our end of the scale, we got completely different stuff out of this class. And what would all of you be able to get out of this class? What would be possible for you to create with these tools, with horses, or with your life? Well, if any of you are thinking, well, I would like to know a little bit more, you can find me on Facebook, Hannes Degaard, and ask questions, or you can contact any of us who are facilitating the Conscious Horse Conscious Rider around the world on www.consciousforceconsciousrider.com, or you can find also on Facebook Conscious Horse Conscious Rider. There's a Conscious Horse Conscious Rider Facebook page, and there's a Conscious Horse Conscious Rider with Hannes Degaard. And please ask questions or have a look at when the next class is and all of that. I can tell you it is great fun. And from me personally, I can tell you that there are now colors on my life. It was pretty black and white before. And I have so much more ease and fun dealing with people and horses today. And I literally had no idea what was back in front of a horse back then. I know now. And not only do I know that, but I also am able to contribute to the horses that I meet on the way. And how cool is that? So if you're sitting out there and you're a horse person who would like to have tools to connect to the animal in another way, or to ride any animal that you meet on your way from an avatar connection, how cool is that? I think it's pretty cool. And I didn't even notice that before. I actually rented a horse in the USA last year, and I mounted the horse and I just rode it with these tools. That is pretty cool. So come play with us and ask me some questions or get in contact on Facebook or on email. I have an email address, hstidaard@gmail.com, or call or connect, and let's play with the horses and let's create some cool life out there for us and the horses.